Proclamation number 6931, dated the September 30th, 1957. Earthly knowledge is not wisdom. Even if you deem yourselves wise, you are nothing of the kind as long as I cannot let my light shine into you to enlighten your spirit. For that which you consider knowledge will not make you happy for long, even if it comes close to the truth, for it is merely earthly knowledge, knowledge, which relates to everything you deem worthy of knowing for your earthly life. Were you to forgo your physical life tomorrow, this knowledge would also be lost to you if you could not show any spiritual progress. But those of you who don't strive spiritually do not possess wisdom. Wisdom is the realization of everlasting knowledge, which comes forth from me alone and flows to the one who sincerely desires it. However, you humans only ever judge intellectual results and deny the value of all spiritually gained conclusions. You thereby only prove that you are still unenlightened, that you exist in a pitiful state because the time you lived on earth has so far been completely useless. You are chasing after the wrong possessions if you content yourselves with the information you have gained so far, which exclusively answers earthly questions and solves problems which, from a spiritual point of view, are worthless. You miss the purpose of your earthly life, which solely consists of changing your soul's spiritual darkness, of dissolving its layers which prevent the penetration of light. You don't even know the purpose of your earthly life. You don't know about the actual task you are given, but you believe yourselves to be wise if you possess purely earthly oriented knowledge, if you have a keen intellect at your disposal and solely use this divine gift to research and ponder with a purely earthly goal in mind. You can attain an eminent reputation on earth. You can indeed achieve great things compared to your fellow human beings, but you cannot call yourselves wise, since by virtue of your intellect you will be unable to fathom anything which lies beyond the sphere of human habitation. And at the end of your life you will have to admit that you know nothing. If you approach your end consciously, if you come close to passing through the gate to eternity and you think about the accomplishments of your earthly progress, then your own self-assurance will leave you. Then you might perhaps even become aware of the futility of your efforts, and you would be grateful if you could still receive a small glimmer of light about the human being's real purpose of life. If you, who deem yourselves wise, are offered a light during earthly life, you spurn it due to self-importance, for while you are influenced by deceptive light you cannot feel the gentle radiance which, however, would enter your heart, whilst the deceptive light, your intellectual knowledge, cannot spread inner clarity. You should never reject a light if it illuminates you unusually. You should not try to explain such light intellectually. You should close your eyes, which are already weakened by the deceptive light, and let the true light shine into your heart. That means, you should put all your earthly knowledge aside for once and simply listen quietly when you hear words of wisdom. You should make time to let your thoughts roam into a region which is unknown to you, and long to learn more about it. And every such thought will become a blessing for you. For then you will receive knowledge which you will recognize as wisdom from God, and which will truly gain you greater success than the worldly knowledge you strive for, which will vanish, just as your body will vanish, and which has not provided the soul with the slightest progress, which left it in the same darkness it was in when it came to earth as a human being. Amen.